Many athletic contests are team events where players rely on one another. In tennis, doubles tennis has two players relying on one another through verbal communication, instincts, and trust. When Zach Keith started his senior year, he was already an accomplished tennis player. His father, Ron, a star tennis player for Chillicothe in the earliest years of the program, was his co-coach. Zach Keith was a double state qualifier with Reed Stevens in 98 and 99. In 2000, he finished third in singles in the state tournament. As Zach's senior year approached, he was looking forward to playing doubles with his younger brother, Clint. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Zach said his brother Clint suffered a nasty broken leg, breaking both bones near his ankle in a church league basketball tournament at the beginning of his freshman tennis season. By late in the season, Clint Keith was able to have a cast on his ankle and foot, but unable to put any weight on the leg. That little issue wasn't about to stop the Keith family from playing tennis together at least once. In a plan formulated by somebody, Zach didn't remember how it came about, but the Keith brothers were going to take the court in a doubles match against Richmond, which wasn't having a very good season that year. Zach Keith said it was an unusual, unique match against Richmond his senior year, that Richmond agreed to the weird matchup.
We talked to their coach and the two guys that we would be playing. And all that year, I played number one doubles with Aaron Douglas. And so we told them, you know, we'll slide. We played Clint and I played number two doubles that day, I think. And so, you know, we weren't playing against their best players. And so we talked to the guys beforehand, told them the situation, that their coach was cool with it, the guys were cool with it.
Zach said it wasn't a perfect match playing with a partner who had a broken leg and couldn't really walk.
He actually did fine serving. Serving was definitely not the problem. It was returning serve. So, you know, every other point, whenever we were receiving, he had to return. And I would say the bulk of the points we lost were whenever he had to return serve because he couldn't move at all. So if the ball didn't go right to him, he was doomed. I can actually remember him on a couple of different points. He was expecting a forehand, and they served it to his backhand, and rather than being able to move his feet to hit a backhand, he literally just stuck out his left hand and caught the ball.
Zach said it was a fun experience for both brothers and all the family in attendance. Zach and the one-legged Clint Keith won the doubles match 8-2. Clint Keith went on to qualify for the state doubles tournament with Drew Mockholtz in 2002 and the singles tournament in 2004. Zach Keith is now a tennis coach at Platte County, and his brother Clint works in Platte City. The brothers still live less than a mile apart. With KCHI Sports, I'm Randy Dean.